A musician couldn't sell his CD online. Distribution companies rejected him. So he built his own Buy Now button, helped a friend, then another, and accidentally created a $22 million company. Derek Sivers never planned to revolutionize the music industry. He just wanted to create his perfect world. His journey challenges everything we're told about business. Grow fast, raise capital, scale aggressively. Instead, Sivers stayed small, rejected investors, and built a company that made him genuinely happy. The result? A business that musicians loved, employees cherished, and eventually sold for millions, all without compromising his values or sanity. Most entrepreneurs ask the wrong question. They wonder, how do I make money? When they should ask, what would my perfect world look like? When Sivers started CD Baby in 1998, he wrote down his dream distribution deal from a musician's perspective. Weekly payments, shared customer information, never rejecting artists for low sales, never allowing paid placement. These 4 points became his mission statement, not a business plan, but a vision of how one thing should work in an ideal universe. This wasn't naive idealism, it was strategic brilliance. When you make a business, you're creating your own universe with your own laws. The distribution system was broken. Late payments, arbitrary rejections, impossible deals. Musicians desperately needed an alternative, and Sivers built exactly what they wanted because he wanted it too. This alignment between creator and customer became CD Baby's superpower. Complexity kills businesses. When Sivers needed pricing, he asked a local record store about their consignment terms. Keep $4 per sale, pay weekly. He adopted this exactly, adding a $25 setup fee for the 45 minutes needed to add each album. Later, he raised it to $35. 6 years and $10 million later, these same two numbers remained CD Baby's only income. This simplicity was revolutionary. Customers knew exactly what they'd pay. No hidden fees, no complex tiers, no negotiations. While competitors built Byzantine pricing structures, CD Baby's transparency built trust. Sivers believes business plans should take only a few hours. The best plans start simple. 5 years in, media said Sivers had revolutionized the music business. But revolution is just what people call success before it happens. Before that, you're just quirky. True innovation doesn't feel like revolution, it feels like uncommon sense. After 12 years struggling to promote various projects, CD Baby was like a hit song that resonated through some random combination of ingredients. Success comes from persistently improving until you get that huge response. When you're overcommitted, use this rule. If you're not saying hell yeah about something, say no. If you feel anything less than absolute excitement, decline. We're drowning in obligations. Saying no to most things leaves room to throw yourself completely into those rare things that truly excite you. This philosophy extends beyond time management. It's about making clear decisions in all aspects of business. When record labels wanted to feature their newest acts on CD Baby, Sivers said, "Nope, this is for independents only." Most businesses try being everything to everybody, then wonder why they can't get attention. You need to confidently exclude people and proudly say what you're not. Consider the Hotel Cafe in Los Angeles, a no-talking club where performers stop shows if someone talks. It's the one place in LA where you can really listen to music, making it the most popular venue in town. It's a big world. You can loudly leave out 99% of it. When your target 1% hears you excluding the other 99%, they'll come to you because you've shown how much you value them. Having no funding was Sivers' huge advantage. During the dot-com boom, competitors burned millions on expensive offices and unnecessary infrastructure. Sivers declined weekly investment calls, puzzling many by wanting his business smaller, not bigger. Without money to waste, he learned programming from a $25 book and built everything himself. Desks from planks on cinder blocks, computers from parts. While competitors spent $100,000 on systems, Sivers achieved the same for $1,000. This bootstrap mentality kept them laser-focused on customers. Sivers warns against entrepreneurs who claim they can't start without funding. His advice? Start now with 1% of your vision. Want international schools? Teach one student this week. Building a movie service? Recommend films to friends. CD Baby's first version was deliberately basic, just CD listings with buy buttons. Initial investment, $500. First month revenue, $300. Second month, $700. Profitable every month thereafter. Small gestures create lasting impressions. At CD Baby, Sivers added simple touches, code showing exactly how many hours until FedEx shipment, answering phones within two rings, personalizing emails to say CD Baby loves name, and their will do anything for a pizza policy for special favors. Over 10 years, these human touches were what people raved about most. The most famous example was his shipping confirmation email. He took 20 minutes to write a silly message about CDs being placed on satin pillows, inspected by 50 employees, packed by a Japanese specialist, and flown on a private CD Baby jet. That goofy email generated 20,000 Google results and thousands of new customers. Tiny details thrill people enough to tell friends, not world-changing massive action plans. Behind every computer is a real person. Writing emails to 2 million customers taught Sivers clarity. One unclear message would generate 20,000 confused replies, costing $5,000 in staff time. He'd spend all day crafting messages, eliminating every unnecessary word. People remember how you made them feel long after they've forgotten what you sold them. In 2007, after completing a website rewrite, Sivers realized he wasn't excited about his 2008 plans. When three companies inquired about buying CD Baby, he discovered through journaling that he was more excited about letting go than staying on. Living simply without a house, car, or TV, Sivers already had enough money. He created a charitable trust for music education and transferred all CD Baby assets into it. When disc makers bought the company for $22 million, the money went to the trust, which pays him 5% annually while he's alive and will benefit music education after he dies. This wasn't altruism. It was what made him happiest. Business is as creative as fine arts. You can be as unconventional as you want. Some want thousands of employees, others want to work alone. Some want maximum profit, others minimum. No matter your choice, people will tell you you're wrong. Pay attention to what excites you and what drains you. Success should be measured not by size or profit, but by how well it serves your vision of a well-lived life. Make your business your personal dream come true.